New report reveals the 12 fruits and vegetables you should never buy because of pesticides. And there are some surprises. Image source, Pixabay.com. Nearly 3 out of 4 of the fruits and vegetables sold at America's supermarkets contain pesticide residues, according to U.S. Department of Agriculture. USDA, data cited in a new Environmental Working Group report that also listed the 12 most contaminated fruits and vegetables. All total, the USDA data detected 146 different pesticides on produce sold in the United States. Disturbingly, some of the healthiest foods, including leafy greens like kale and strawberries, contain the highest levels of pesticides. The Environmental Working Group, EWG, discovered in its Shopper's Guide to Pesticides and Produce. Highlights from the guide include: pesticide was detected on 98% of the strawberries, peaches, nectarines and peaches tested. Samples taken from a sweet bell pepper and a grape contain 15 different pesticides. A strawberry sample contained 17 different pesticides. Perhaps most frightening of all was the list of foods mothers throughout America put in their children's lunchboxes because they think they are healthy. Get the best deals on non-GMO seeds for your garden right here. Here is the EWG's Dirty Dozen list of the most contaminated produce. Strawberries. Apples. Nectarines. Peaches. Celery. Grapes. Cherries. Spinach. Tomatoes. Sweet bell peppers. Cherry tomatoes. Cucumbers. Hot peppers and greens such as kale and collard greens almost made the top 12. To give moms peace of mind, the EWG also published a clean 15 list of the most pesticide-free produce. Avocados. Sweet corn. Pineapples. Cabbage. Frozen sweet peas. Onions. Asparagus. Mangoes. Papaya. Kiwi. Eggplant. Honeydew melon. Grapefruit. Cantaloupe. Cauliflower. It looks as if the only way to keep your food pesticide-free is to grow a garden. What are your thoughts on these lists? What produce do you purchase and also avoid at the store? Share your thoughts in the section below. Every spring, gardeners make this avoidable mistake, but you don't have to. Read more here.